This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Bonafide's very own John Ainsworth and Liquid Avatar Technologies' David Lukacs talking about, well, we're venturing where Steve Broadcast has not ventured before, and that is the metaverse. So we're talking about how Liquid Avatar Technologies and Bonafide are making verifiable credentials accessible for people and financial institutions in, yes, the metaverse. We're going there, so check it out. Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, well, we are venturing where CU Broadcast has not been before, and that is the metaverse. So this is going to be quite the pioneering trip for all of us here. But let's do some introductions first. Right next to me is Bonafide's very own John Ainsworth. John, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, right back at you, right back at you. And then right below us is Liquid Avatar Technologies' very own David Lukacs. Did I get it? Did I pronounce it right, David?
You got it perfect. Thank you so much. Right, great to be here, and happy holidays to everyone.
Right back at you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and again, yeah, we are venturing where CU Broadcast has not been before, and that's the metaverse. So, and this is just, I think it's something new for everybody, obviously, but leave it to John to venture out into this world, and it's actually really exciting what you guys are doing here. I'm kind of going to read the headline from the press release here. Liquid Avatar Technologies and Bonafide make verifiable credentials accessible for people and financial institutions in the metaverse. So we're very excited to see what's going to happen from this. But before we get into that, David, can you just give us a quick elevator speech on Liquid Avatar? What are you guys all about? Obviously, the metaverse.
Well, I'll do my best. But at the heart or at the core of Liquid Avatar Technologies is digital identity. Verifiable credentials. We have the Liquid Avatar Verifiable Credentials ecosystem in which John is part of, and we're part of the Indicio network as well. But on top of that, we Liquid Avatar, the name implies that we're also into avatars. So we think of digital identity at the core of what we do, and then avatars is the surrounding space, and around that surrounding space is the metaverse. So we really think that digital identity is the impetus to immersive experiences.
Indeed, indeed. And John, I'm coming to you on this one. This one has really piqued my interest. What sparked this partnership? What got you interested in? I mean, obviously, it's a very interesting, and we were talking before the recording, a little bit bizarre, maybe, area, obviously. But it's, again, it's super interesting. And even from the financial services perspective, too, it could be very, very interesting. But what sparked your interest in going down this road, so to speak?
I think for background, well, first of all, you just quickly figured out David is smart. As I like to say, wicked smart. Thinking around, wicked smart people, that's fun in itself. And the fact that you've got, I won't insult our age, but the fact that we're actually talking about emerging tech and cool stuff, I think that just gives evidence you can teach old dogs new tricks, right? So
definitely.
But we actually have been in the community, and David mentioned it, with verifiable credentials. And, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about digital identity. And I think at the root, it's that passion that, you know, you should own your identity. You should control who you actually give that to. And you should have some really neat experiences with it. So there was already kind of a backdrop. And then as you've already, you know, started to understand, David's doing some really interesting, groundbreaking stuff. And as financial cooperatives, we think we should be a part of it. And we think we, you know, could add value. So it's been really neat to watch them. And I think there's just a lot of neat stuff going on there.
Indeed. And David, yeah, I'm going to kind of pose the same question for you from the Liquid Avatar Technologies perspective. What sparked this interest in working with John and Bonafide?
Well, I think it's a pretty simple equation. At the end of the day, you know, we would never go into a Best Buy today, for argument's sake, and go to the checkout and say to someone, look, I forgot my wallet. I don't have it with me. So I'm going to give you my name. I'm going to give you my card number, my address, my, you know, the little number on the back of the card, and I'm going to give you my zip code and maybe a phone number and maybe an email address. And by the way, when I give you all that information, just let me walk out the door with that television set. Would you mind? No one would let you do that, right? No one, trust me. Yeah. No one, but that happens online every day. And I think that the internet has been ripe for digital identity, but it's taken some time for it to be technically strong enough to be there. It's there today. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really amazing is that with the rise of the metaverse and avatars, people are saying, look, this is the right time to slip in digital identity so we make sure only good actors exist.
Right.
And Bonafide has some amazing products and services that I believe will fuel and power e-commerce and the ability for people to be inclusive in the new in the rising metaverse activities.
Yeah, because this is going to, like you said, rise. It's going to be rising pretty quickly, I think. I think 2022 is going to be a pivotal year for this area for sure. And John, so how exactly are you guys, how are you two going to work together? Because it sounds, the more I'm talking to you guys, the more synchronous I think this sounds. So just from your perspective, how are you guys going to work together to move forward?
Well, I think, you know, we've got some interesting principles to start with. And I think, you know, David, you hit on a really important word in this discussion about inclusion. And you know, Mike, I've used inclusion for ever since I've been in the payment land, but it always took a connotation about someone underserved, not necessarily someone highly valued. This is actually a really interesting definition of inclusion on the reverse. I mean, so this is a whole different kind of ground setting. But you know, as David was describing kind of that experience, if you went into Best Buy, if you think about how we discuss about KYC and know your customer and all the things that we have to do as regulated institutions, that doesn't exist really in the metaverse right now. So where we think there's an opportunity is leveraging the joint technologies to say, you know what, I can actually give an assurance that Mike is Mike, regardless of what kind of fun, creative, you know, avatar you want to present and the experiences. We can help actually legitimize you, bonify you, if you would, and that can help you basically go do experiences. So we think it's very complementary.
Okay.
And again, there's a lot of commerce that will, you know, is happening and will happening. So the fraudsters are always after us. So I think there's some good combinations to start with, and obviously will evolve quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And David, so what does this collaboration with John and Bonify mean for, I want to say maybe the metaverse, but I guess, yeah, maybe I should say the metaverse, because this is where you guys are going to be venturing. So what does it mean for this area and consumers out there who want to go this route as well?
Well, I think John covered a great deal of it, and I agree with him. It's not just assurance and value, but and inclusion, but it's the ability to perform certain tasks and to know that David is David or John is John or Michael is Michael. I think that's really, really important. I think at the end of the day, what we're going to be able to do is allow the free flow of information without providing any personally identifiable information.
Okay.
I think that's really important when you get to KYC and AML, that I can prove I am David without giving you my social security number or any other information that will put me at risk. But I can, there's a level of assurance. And when you start acting in a larger environment, whether it's banking or education or government services or health services, all these credentials matter. And if you have a strong credential at the core, like the Bonafide credential at the core, you can do many other things that are derivatives of that initial verification process. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a really important part. And I also think in Michael's future, it might be a polka dot unicorn as an avatar. I'm really sort of thinking that way.
I was thinking stripes, but polka dots, I'm good with that.
So. Polka dots, the polka dots, stripes, whatever.
Why not let's add the stripes to the polka dots. So
exactly.
So
exactly.
Literally, we're in this, and we're in the infancy of this. And so it's really cool to be on the ground floor. And like when you first started this whole thing, John, you know, back, you know, digital identity, you know, a few years ago, I mean, it was mind blowing then. And this is taking it to a whole nother level. And so where do you see, what's the next step here? Where do you see this going? Because obviously this is, yeah, again, this is taking it to a whole nother level. And this is really kind of cool. And you mentioned before the recording, you guys are kind of spreading your wings, I want to say beyond the credit unions, but this could actually complement credit unions as well, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe a couple of thoughts. So one, you know, it's interesting. And I shared actually, you know, an article that was talking about, you know, banking in the metaverse. And if you just change the name and you start getting into virtual reality and what organizations like Bank of America are doing, even if it's just training internally, that doesn't sound so foreign. Virtual reality. I mean, all of our kids are playing in virtual reality.
Yeah.
Right. So I think there's kind of a connection of things that are happening today. And I think, you know, what I'm passionate about, Mike, is, you know, there's no geographic boundaries in the metaverse, right? So if you think about the way to define a new financial cooperative and all of the elements of credit unions, cause-oriented, cause-for-good, member-owned, I think, you know, if we play this out 10 years and our kids that are coming up in the financial services, they're going to think about this in a very unique, different way. And so I think it's really important that we pave that. I think the other opportunity is there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for financial literacy and education and awareness. So we kind of teach kids how to come into this right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's groundbreaking. I think it's here more than we actually think it is, I guess, is one point. But two, I think how we can help, you know, reshape financial services and that engagement. I mean, that's really powerful. And I'm just glad to be part of the group, you know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking as you're talking, because my girls who are 10, they're playing on, I mean, I know this is a very simple level, but they play on Roblox every day. And this is their world. And I see this natural progression of when they get up to, you know, obviously their earning years and banking years and finance year and all this stuff. The metaverse is going to be a natural progression for them because they're already used to it. They're already on this 24/7, it seems. They're probably on it right now. Who knows? But so I just totally see this as the timing obviously is great. And you want to attract those younger customers, or in the credit union's case, the younger members. This is probably the way to do it. So, I mean, is that kind of what you're seeing as well? I mean, David, I'll let you go first, or John, you want to address that one?
Go ahead, David.
Well, I agree. I mean, and we're not just talking about a metaverse. What you think about a metaverse is Roblox or Decentraland or the Sandbox or Earth 2 or Aftermath Island. We're also talking about the multiverse. So I mean, there's another term that is kind of mind blowing. So how you interconnect or interoperate metaverses. So one company may have a metaverse, another organization may have a metaverse, and how do you cooperatively or interoperably work together to move from location to location? It simply is well, you know, if I want to move to the, you know, from the U.S. to Canada or Canada from the U.S. and over to Europe, you know, those are different nations. We're now starting to talk to sovereign nations about what they want to do in the metaverse. Could they have digital sovereign lands? Wow. I mean, it's getting quite interesting. And then again, we've just introduced, which John has seen and was part of our Comic-Con, LA Comic-Con launch recently, we've introduced fully immersive, customizable and personalized avatars that we can actually take your face and imprint to write that on an avatar and actually either make it your body type or a body type that you'd like to have. It doesn't have to be, you know, exactly. I'd like to be thinner and taller, but, you know, that's not going to happen in the real world. But if I want to show a credential, my avatar could literally, out of its back pocket, take out a QR code and present it.
Oh my, see,
like just literally.
Wow, you just took the question right out of my brain. So I was like, what exactly does this look like in this world as far as showing your credentials? And so you just you just took the thought from my brain. So, oh my gosh. And so what's Bonify's place in this, John, as far as showing that credential? What's your role?
Well, so I think, again, putting that assurance behind it in terms of, yeah, Bonify, you've got that verifiable credential, that proof, if you would, that's really important. So, yeah, I got a QR code. Well, who's behind the QR code? Yeah. What's the vetting from all the KYC part, all the things that we live every day from a regulatory part? But there's another element that David, you know, participates in this community, even outside of the really cool part. And that's that word we talk about, governance, which is how does everybody play together? What are the consistent rules? And so there's a lot of efforts that they've been doing outside of the really cool, you know, wicked smart stuff that I think will also play very important for us as credit unions. Mm-hmm. We love shared services. We love shared branching. We love shared lending. That's just who we are. What are the rules of engagement when you have all of these guys coming together? And so there's a lot on the framework side that they're doing outside of just the cool tech that I think is going to be really important. And of course, we've always talked about how progressive Canada is, right? And they have kind of a unique experience and environment. And so the learnings, I think, are a lot that we can take even on the other services as we extend Bonify. So they've got a lot more than just the wicked smart stuff going on.
In your best Boston accent. I like that.
Hey,
and it seems like the rules are being written right now before our eyes, right? Is this kind of, it's, I don't want to say it's being done on the fly, but, you know, this is the, you know, the rules and regulations are being, I guess, you know, formed right now before our eyes. So that's kind of exciting too. Do you guys have any part in that, any play in that as far as the identity part of it, David?
Well, I think, John and ourselves, we belong to a lot of organizations that, whether it's Trust or IP, DIACC, I'm just trying to think of all there's so many, Good Health Path. I mean, you know, there's so many acronyms, you know, CCI, And then we all have to play within the space of understanding that there have been regulations that have been put in place to govern privacy and identity. And the really gold standard has been GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation in the EU, which was sort of the boomerang effect from what happened at Facebook many years ago in Cambridge Analytica. And then the California and a number of other states have now adopted the California Consumer Protection Act. And there's in Canada, there's PIPEDA, and there's the Consumer Rights Act in Australia. But it's sort of like the golden rule. Everybody sort of follows that golden standard that Europe has set. And we're all working around that. And the Linux Foundation has been amazing in supporting a number of initiatives, including Cardia with our friends at Indicio, to establish these networks that are working as groups to manage governments, interact with governments and other institutions to ensure that we're all playing from the same even playing field, understanding that it is all about the consumer. The consumer should own, and we believe at our company that it is a fundamental right, a basic human right, that a consumer should own their identity. And most people agree with that. And yeah. And if you start there, then corporations have to start taking notice that if I want to use data, I'm going to have to get either explicit permission and or have rights to use that data, and or I'm going to have to compensate that consumer for doing so. So we've basically inverted the table. Now it's all about the consumer. It's not about the corporation and data anymore.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, gosh, as you're talking, David, I'm hearing you echoing, John, because this is what you've been saying since day one of Bonify, yeah. When Bonify was CU Ledger, having the right to have your digital identity and then to take that anywhere you want and use it anywhere you want and having it be totally secure. Oh my gosh. This is
why now I'm so excited about that kind of combined philosophy and mission.
Yeah.
And so, the one comment I would make is I think there's a chance for us to help influence digital stewardship. And, even recently, you're seeing a lot of evidence of abuses that have happened around what happened to my data. And I think the beauty of this collaborations with David and other parts is there's a chance to reset that. Mm-hmm. And if we're all minded on that consumer, that individual, or that entity, and we're not trying to commercialize or exploit for profit, I think there's an interesting opportunity, and it's just fun to be a part of a movement that really fills that same ambition,
Yeah, completely. And I think you answered my last question, but I'm going to ask it anyway to both of you. So what do you guys what do you hope to achieve with this forward-thinking partnership and venturing into this world that is kind of foreign to many of us right now, but will be very familiar pretty soon? So, John, I'll let you go first. Ultimately, what do you want to achieve here?
Well, I think we have a chance to obviously reinforce our value, but I think the combined experience within what David's built, I think that's the power of showing, okay, what happens when you have 1 and 1 equals 3? And I think that's what we're looking to prove out is if I can bring these assurances of Mike and I can let Mike have these kind of unique and different experiences, I think that's what we want to achieve out of is David's got an amazing value prop set up for the experience. We just want to help it enhance and even further legitimize it. That's what we want to prove.
So cool. David, same question to you.
Well, I'm thinking Revenge of the Nerds, but I'll go beyond that. I echo John's words and sentiments and turn that to Bonify. Bonify has spent a significant time and effort understanding the needs of the consumer. We've spent the last 4 years really focused on how that consumer will play within the ecosystem. So mm-hmm. I think, and by adding not only the credentials at the heart, that digital identity at the heart, and all that technology that supports that, because that's the infrastructure that we have, but then layering on avatars and people are finally getting it. I mean, it took our friends at Meta to sort of say, the world is exploding, let's go.
Yeah.
And then the metaverse itself, the story where we had to explain it in 15 minutes a year ago is taking 10 seconds today. Mm-hmm. It's that shift has happened, and this isn't new for either one of us. This is the story that we have been telling for years, mm-hmm. and finally someone woke up and said, hey, maybe these guys are smart, but it doesn't mean we weren't smart all the way along. It just means everybody woke up.
Yeah, you guys are several chapters into this book already, so good stuff. Hey, before I let you go, John wanted me to Want me to ask you to share your Comic-Con experience, David? Do you want to share that real quick before we let you guys go?
Sure. This is the first time I've been on the other side of the fence. I've always been an industry member at Comic-Cons, but this is the first time we've had a booth. We recently had a booth at LA Comic-Con as sort of our coming out party. We wanted to prove the hypothesis. Would people embrace the strategy and the things that we've laid out? And it was an amazing success. It was the last weekend, December 3rd to 5th. And we had 1,500 square feet, artists, 10-foot screen on a 16-foot tower and a 24-foot hanging sign. So it was a massive wow. event, and a lot of people came out, both industry and not only comic book industry, but people from the technology industry, yeah. and really got an understanding of where our thoughts were going, and it was really super well received.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Yeah, I think people are ready for it. So yeah, this is a really exciting. And yeah, thank you, John, for bringing this to my attention. I'm Absolutely. Perpetually curious about this now. So thank you so much for bringing it to our attention. And I can't wait for the next conversation, because it's just going to get better and better, I have a feeling. So, and having you guys there steering the ship, I think it's going to be really, really exciting. So thank you. Thank you for your time. And I look forward to the next conversation. Man, I'm already sitting on pins and needles for the next conversation.
Well, send us a picture. We'll make you an avatar.
All right, I will. Deal. Done. All right, David. All right, John. Thanks again. Appreciate it. And thanks again for all your hard work and just really pushing that proverbial envelope. Really enjoying this stuff. So well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.